Rex, I like that shirt. That's sharp. My, 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 my. No, you haven't. I haven't seen. Well, God is a good God, isn't he? Hallelujah. There are several things I wanted to talk to you all about, praise and worship, but I'm feeling something really strong pressing on my heart, you know, to encourage you in the Lord in a different fashion. I just want to exhort you just a little bit, amen, to go in this area. Everybody say the word faith. I know you're sick of hearing about, some of you people get tired of hearing about faith, but I tell you what, we can grow out of faith so easily. It's so quick to grow out of faith. Well, how do you grow out of faith? Does that mean you go into unbelief? No. Faith is a walk. It's a walk of faith. If you're not continually striving or pushing for the impossible, amen, believing God to do something, amen, we all always should be to the level to where we're stretching our faith. Look at somebody and tell them to stretch their faith. Because God can do anything. It can always be better. Never get content where you are. Amen. Never get settled in. As soon as you got all the bills paid and everything's just together, you know, some say, we've arrived. No, you haven't arrived yet. We always need to listen. This weekend, we will only know Jesus as we exercise and stretch our faith. We'll only get to know God more intimately as we get our, you know, as we stretch ourselves to start to believe him to do what he said he could do. Some say faith pleases God. Hallelujah. Say it again. Faith pleases God. How many want to please God tonight?
Amen.
How many want to please God tonight to do the impossible? Amen. I found out, you know, my brother Jesse had given me a word, and some of you others had given me a word, several, and I couldn't put it all together. Couldn't put it all together, so I've just left it alone in a process of time and just to see what God would do. And Brother Jesse had said, you know, that God was going to be dealing with us in the area of confidence. Everybody say confidence. Confidence. How many of you got that word on the inside of your heart? That's what we've been talking about in this last wave. God's been talking to us about confidence. And then as I've been went out yesterday and did some things, been going around, and I said, I've realized that I have been stretching my faith the way that I've been taught. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I've not been exercising nor using my faith to the level that God trained me to use my faith. What is it, my fly down or something?
No.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. But God wants us to exercise faith because there are some things that he wants to do.
Amen.
He's looking for some crazy people that will trust him, amen, and believe in him. So that he could get his job done. He wants people that can do things beyond what they can do. When you know what you have, amen, that's your limit. Is it true? That's your limit. He's looking for some limitless people that will stretch their mentality, amen, that will stretch their heart, amen, to believe God to do impossible things and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you again. You know, it's a walk and work of faith. And there are several things that we can do to encourage, amen, our faith. I want to take you, we can just run through a little bit, amen. Let's go to the book of Proverbs, amen, because I've been seeing some things in the spirit, amen. How many want to go on this walk with me?
Amen.
How many want to go on this walk with me?
Amen.
You know, I pulled in this thing. You know, I pulled into the building tonight, and I saw in the eyes of faith. I know people think that's really crazy, but I saw with the eyes of faith again. Amen. I saw something beautiful, and I said, I'll take it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. Praise the Lord. So we're just going to go through and do this walk of faith. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Hallelujah. Somebody say, leaning on Jesus. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Trust in the Lord with some of your heart. Trust in the Lord with how much of your heart? And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Somebody say, thank God. Says, don't be so wise to plot out everything without the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. The fear of God calculates, you know, when we fear God and we reverence God, we calculate God in everything that we do. Faith keeps us in check. Do you know that? You know, we can get out there and we get to accomplish the things that God wants us to accomplish. He said, now what's your next step of faith? We've accomplished several things in ministry. We really have. We've gone through things. And we say, well, man, we got it made. Just time will tell. You know, just steady course and time will tell. And God says, no, stretch your faith. And lean not to your own understanding. There's some things that you just aren't going to be able to understand nor figure out. Amen. But there's one person you need to understand. That's Jesus Christ. That he's the God that can do everything and anything. And you can take him at his word. You can believe God for anything, and he'll do exactly what you trust him to do. Amen? Somebody say, thank God. We sang tonight. You know that song, Stand By Me? Some of y'all said, I can't believe they're singing that song in church. It started in church. Amen. That song ain't nothing but a book out of the Psalms. The sky should tumble and fall, the mountain be crumbled into the sea. That's the book of Psalms. Somebody say, amen. We're going to take back what the devil stole. Amen? Amen. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Now, we've talked about this several times, that fear is throughout all this land. Amen. Sudden fear came, all of a sudden everybody was secure, and now there's no security anyhow for it, people. Amen. But God is our confidence. This is a time when we rack strong in faith. Amen. Yes. When we allow the Lord to be our strong confidence. Somebody say, praise God. Let's keep walking. We'll get there. Hallelujah. Yes. Just walking through the book of faith. Amen. Listen, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28. The Bible says, the hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. Now, when it's talking about wicked people are people that are walking limited by only the things that they can think up, coop up, and do. They don't calculate God in anything. There is a way which seems right to men, but the end of it leads only to death. Jesus is the only way, amen? And he can get you out of any mess that you're in, amen? The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but the destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never, somebody say never, be removed. Somebody say thank God. God will bless you. He'll meet you right where you are, but you got to have faith to stand through difficult circumstances and difficult situations. You just got to learn to hold on, amen, and not let go. How to wrap yourselves in the promise of God. Say, hey, this situation is going to work out, amen. I'm going to outstand the devil. Somebody say, I'm going to learn to be outstanding. Somebody say, I'm going to wait this sucker out. People don't like to hear about waiting on the Lord, amen. But he will come to you when you wait. Amen. It says the hope of the righteous, that expectation of the righteous shall be gladness. Amen. But the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The righteous shall never, somebody say glory to God, be removed. And you can get up and run away. Amen. Didn't say the righteous, you know, said the people can't be moved. Amen. Say, but they shall never be removed. Amen. But there are a lot of people, listen, the devil can't move you from your promise. You have to get up and run. He can speak evil things to your heart, evil things to your mind. He can manipulate circumstances and situations, amen. But you can outstand anything if you've got the kind of faith. Say, listen, the righteous shall never be removed. Somebody say, thank God, I'm going to stand no matter what comes. Somebody say, thank God. People are looked at, you know, we went through some circumstances and situations in this church. They said, I can't believe they're still there. We stood on the word of God and said, the righteous shall never be removed. Somebody say, thank God. I don't care how are they holding on so long. We don't know. The word of God says the righteous shall never be removed. You can stand if you want to stand. Faith works. Somebody say, thank God. You got to learn how to hold on. Amen. People held on to houses, didn't know how they were going to pay house notes. Amen. Amen. Holding on for a year without paying a house note. Somebody say, the righteous, those that follow the word of God and believe in God, amen, they shall never be removed. Amen. Amen. There's some people give up things too soon. They quit much too early. Amen. They allow things to stop them. Amen. But you got to learn to hold on and never give up. Even in death, we can rise again. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God is going to make a way out of anywhere. We're about to stretch our faith to great things. Amen. We're about to hear God and go for the promise of God. We must learn how to do that. I believe God wants to do something. I believe this is our year. We just singing a while back. This is our year to be blessed. This is our year to have the best. God, start showing me. You know, I'm starting to have somebody say flashbacks.
Flashbacks.
I'm starting to have flash forwards.
Amen.
Somebody say thank God. See, there are certain people that have been hanging around the devil. They get flashbacks. Amen. This is the way it used to be. Amen. But I'm starting to see little pictures of the future. Amen.
Amen.
Some say visions. You need to start to have them flash forwards. Amen. Something's about to happen. Something good's about to happen to us. Amen. So we're going to have to develop our faith so that we can receive what God has for us. First of all, I want you to know God can do anything and will do anything. Amen. For you, if you can believe him. How many of you want to be blessed this year?
Amen.
How many of you want to be blessed abundantly? Blessed beyond measure. How many, when you heard us say that a while back, you didn't think it could ever happen? Amen. Then it happened. Amen. The best is yet to come. I got a couple blessing scriptures to give you. Is that all right? Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Go right here in there as we're studying faith. Amen. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It says that he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. But he that followeth vain person is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
What yields fruit? What yields fruit?
The root of
the righteous. The root. Somebody say roots yield fruit. Somebody say amen. Somebody say the roots. No, I'm teaching. Amen.
Yeah.
Roots yield fruit. See, there are a lot of people. You can cut a plant. You can cut a plant off and stick it in water, but it's not going to get fruit. It'll be green. It'll survive for a while, but it's not going to have fruit. Only roots yield fruit. Only people that have the ability to stick in there, amen, to hold on, amen, amen, to ground themselves, amen, will be able to bear much fruit. Notice that when we were talking about earlier in the season, we were talking about the four seasons of faith, how that some weren't able to bear because they had not much root or they had no root in themselves, so they withered up and dried up. Amen. Well, there are a whole lot of people that look real green. It looks like an apple tree, but if they don't have deep roots, they'll never bear fruit. And there are a lot of people that aren't fruitful in their life because they can't stick in on anything. Are you willing to wait long enough to bear fruit? Let me say amen. Are you willing to till your own land? Amen. To hold on to a promise until manifestation, until fruitfulness comes. He that tilleth his own land shall be filled with bread. Amen. And it says, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of the evil, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied. Somebody say satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
With good by the fruit of his mouth. Look at somebody and say,
it's time
to put good words in your mouth. Somebody say praise the Lord. I don't want to go there. Hallelujah. And the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. Try not to get charismatic in here tonight. I don't want to scare Brother Tommy. Somebody say thank God. Hallelujah. Verse 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Now, we talked about that earlier. It says the substance in verse 27, but the substance of the diligent man is precious. And in verse 13, verse 2, it says, a man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. Verse 4, chapter 13, verse 4. The soul of a sluggard desireth and haveth nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. We got so much to do here, people. We got so much to do here. We want to cover some things. There's some things we want to tackle in this next very short season. We know that Christmas time is upon us. And we got Christmas time, but we got to tie this in there. I want to increase your faith because I believe this is fertility time. I believe this is a time when God is ready to do some things, and we must be cautious by the words of our mouth. Amen? Amen. It's easy to get pregnant in a season like this. Amen. You got to be careful what you do. Amen. Amen. There are seasons when the words of your mouth really mean much. Amen. And I believe that the ground is ready, amen, to produce, amen. I believe this is time for pregnation. I believe it's time for us to open our hearts, open our minds, and open our mouth and speak the right things, amen, and shut out the wrong, amen, because I believe the things that we say in the next couple of weeks, amen, we'll be living them, amen, in the years to come. Hallelujah. It's time to increase our faith to believe God, amen, and to get our faith to God's level. The Bible says that we should have the faith of God, amen, because I believe God wants to do some impossible things, amen, and we've been so stuck trying to get out of this last war, amen. Hallelujah, we won. If you thought about it, we've won, amen. We're still here, amen. We've won, amen. Now God is on our side. He's always been on our side. Now we're ready to go into increase. Amen. But we're never going to get into increase unless we have the faith to speak increase. And you just can't talk things off the top of your head. You got to talk the things that come out of your heart. Amen. Come out of your heart, come out of your spirit, then go for it. Look at somebody and say, it's time to have the faith of God and take advantage of the season to come. How many of you got that kind of faith? Do you have to have that kind of faith developed? You got to have that kind of faith develop. You know, it's like I've had the Holy Spirit with me the last couple of days. We go there, and, you know, we went into a store yesterday. We were just messing around in this store. Amen. It was a wonderful store. Had all this wonderful clothing in there. Amen. Had suits in there. Started about $700. Went on up to about $1,500. Amen. They say, we clothed the president. Amen. Wasn't that nice? And those suits were sitting up there. Amen. Holy Spirit said to my heart, you can have as many of them as you want. I said, what? He said, didn't you go to the same school I went to? Amen. Didn't you go to the same school with me? Amen. He was right there at Christ the Nation. We heard the word of God. They taught us that you can have anything you say. Amen. Do you know that you can have? You might not know this. Amen. But do you know you can have whatsoever you say if you got the faith to back it up? Amen. He said, when the last time you believed God to do something impossible just so that God can be God? Amen. Huh? When's the last time you stretched yourself to believe God to be God? Amen. Or do you got somebody say, well, I can afford it, so what do I need him for? I mean, God wants us to get somebody say, I'm ready to hear about faith and confession. Naming it, claiming it, and blabbing it, and grabbing it. I don't care what you say, it works. I don't care what you say, it works. We were in a wonderful place last night. That whole thing came about somebody naming it and claiming it and blabbing it and grabbing it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're about to do some of those things around here. Amen. It's time. Somebody say, it's faith time. So I want to prime your hearts. Amen. I want you to get beyond, just get out of this little natural realm just a little bit and stretch yourself to the supernatural realm and start to see God the way God really is. Let's see Jesus the miracle worker. Amen. Let's see Jesus. Amen. You know, we are multi-dimensional people. Amen. We're not just, you know, we are tripart beings. Amen. Amen. We are spirit, soul, and body. Amen. We're connected in the heavenlies. Amen. We're connected in the emotional realm, and we're also connected in the natural realm. And it's time for us to put ourselves together and do what we as believers can do. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost just for 3 minutes right where you are. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody do Krishna. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's about to work it out. 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 He's about to super. See, God's trying to blow your mind and get you beyond your own understanding so you can start to believe on his level. Hallelujah. God's ready to hook you up right now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. But we must believe. Amen. We must increase our faith and our knowledge in the Word of God that we can believe God to do the impossible thing. And that impossible thing He will do. Let's go to Mark 11, chapter 23. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. We can do better than that, can't we? We can go. Let's just do this. I want to hear about that tree since we were studying. Since we were studying that tree, we were talking about this. Go to No, I'm going to stay in Mark. I'm going to stay in Mark, but I want to get to find about this tree. I'm right at 24, but I want to get to the beginning where he starts talking about this tree. Go to 8. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the fig off the trees and strawn them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around upon all things, and now the eventide was come, and he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came. Somebody say, a fig tree with leaves. And if haply he might find anything thereon. So say, God's looking for something. Anything. And when he had come to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Jesus must have been a trip, wasn't it? Why would they say his disciples heard it? Because they must not have been with him, but he must have been really ticked off at this tree. Amen. He caught their attention. What's Jesus over there talking to that tree for? What's Jesus over there talking to the tree for? Now, we've been talking. I can sense a spirit of prophecy on this thing right now. For those of you who have an ear to hear, listen. Amen. We've been talking about no roots and things that have no roots not being able to bear any fruit. And if you can look at Jesus was coming into Bethany, amen, the King, Hosanna, blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. I want you to know Jesus is about to come again, amen. Amen. Jesus is about to come again. There's a great spirit of worship and praise going throughout the land. And people are saying, Hosanna, blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus is coming. And when Jesus comes, he doesn't want to see you cast down. Amen. He don't want to see you broke, disgusted, and ready to give out and all worn up. Amen. He wants to come and see you fruitful that men might be able to eat of you. Somebody say amen. He wants you to be blessed enough to be a supply to others. Like this fig tree. This fig tree represents people. Amen. That should be blossoming and blooming, amen, and supplying life to others, amen. But it wasn't doing anything but sucking up water, sucking up what? Carbon monoxide, what do they eat? Carbon or whatever it is? Carbon dioxide, just taking up space. And Jesus cursed the fig tree and he said, listen, no man eat fruit from you hereafter because it was not able to do what God expected it to do. Somebody say, be instant. In season and out of season. Now listen, that fig tree had a season to bloom. And somebody said, when I get the glory, I'll have everything I want. That'll be my season. When I get to the sweet by and by, I'm going to ride the chariot in the morning, Lord. Over in the sweet by and by, I'll have everything I need. Somebody said, no, this is the season. This is the year. This is the hour when we need to believe God to bear fruit. If you've got roots, you should have some fruit. Somebody say, thank God. And Jesus answered and said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. And they came to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and brought in the temple and overthrew the temples of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves and were not and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, my house shall be called a house, shall be called of all nations a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves? And the scribes and the chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Where was the fig tree dried up from? So if you can destroy the roots, what do you destroy? The fruit. Oh, glory to God. Notice that the fig tree was dried up from the roots, and the curse on the fig tree was, listen, no man eat fruit for thee hereafter. Amen. So the roots were dried up. Somebody say, thank God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm ready to see some fruit. And Peter called to remembrance, saying, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto him, have faith in God. Look at somebody and say, have faith in God. Well, really, when you look at this and you break it down, you know, into the original text, it says, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, glory to God. Somebody say, thank God. Be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Glory to God. I see two things here. I see one thing. Amen. I see fruitfulness being hindered by people's inability to remain stable. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to speak to your roots tonight. Amen. I'm going to speak to foundational things. I'm going to go beyond your mind. Amen. And speak to your heart and say, be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Be rooted and grounded in the way of faith. Amen. That storms comes and winds will blow. All those things will happen. Amen. But you'll remain anchored in the Lord. Amen. Build your house on the rock, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. So I see that thing right now, and I speak right now. Even in this house and in Nation's Church, God desires to see much fruit. God desires to see much fruit. Now, as soon as we saw a little berry come up, people got hungry and started eating their own berries. But God wants to do much more than that. He wants to do much more than see a little bit people just get a new job. Amen. And prosper about 6 to 8 months, then go right back to the same cycle. Amen. God wants to see somebody to get into the same faith that took you. Amen. Get into faith and stay consistently where God had you, that got you the job, amen, that got you in the house, that got you the new car, amen, that restored your mind, amen. Whatever got you there, you need to get it, keep it like that, to stay there. Fruitfulness, I'm going to tell you what, fruitfulness comes from rootedness. And if you can remain rooted and stable in with that same intensity, don't let up when things start to get good. Or start to appear good. Amen. Keep that same confession. Keep that same prayer life. Amen. Keep that same church attendance. Keep that same worship attendance. Amen. Like you need it. Because that's when the devil gets at you, when you don't think you need it. When you think everything's okay, you can start to back up a little bit. I've got it all under control. I got it all together. No, that's the time somebody say roots. Fruitfulness does not come from what's on the above the ground. Fruitfulness comes from what's under the surface. On the inside, make sure you're rooted, amen. But I believe we got some people around here today, amen, that have made up their mind, I'm going to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God, amen. I will always bring forth fruit, amen. In season and out of season, amen. Somebody say, I'm rooted. Amen. Flakes come and go, amen. But people that will produce, amen, they've made up in their mind, they made a decision, amen, that I'm going to remain stable. Somebody say, faith. So that's the first promise. That's the first thing that we see in there. Amen. Somebody say, ride it all the way out to the end. Because God can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. See, there are a lot of people. Oh, God. See, trees can bear fruit. And amen. Then pick the fruit off. And then the next year they can have more fruit. and more fruit and more fruit and more fruit. But what people do, see what happens to people, they start to bear fruit and then they pick everything off and then cut the tree down. They transplant the tree. But God said, listen, don't pull your roots up yet. I can do much more than that. Hallelujah. We've heard the Holy Spirit say to our heart time and time again, I can do much more than that. Amen. He said, if I can do that to people that were in a pot, that weren't rooted, amen. People that were in a pot someplace, sitting in a windowsill, amen. If I can cause a pot to bear fruit, amen. Imagine what I can do with those that decide, listen, I'm going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever thing I do shall prosper. Somebody say, praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Being rooted and grounded in love. Hallelujah. What do you mean in love? In the fellowship of love.
Amen.
That's when your faith will really start to work. Preaching two messages at the same time. Help us, Jesus. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
And Jesus said, have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Woo-hoo. Somebody say, thank God. Have faith in God. Listen, verily I say unto thee that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Hallelujah. Therefore I say unto thee, whatsoever things ye desire, when you pray, some say when. Say when.
When.
Say it again.
When.
Whatsoever things you deserve. Did it say that?
No.
What did it say? Whatsoever what? What's this? What's the qualifications to the scripture? Whatsoever things you desire. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, do what? Believe you receive them. And you will, you might just get it. Didn't it say that? I believe God's going to take us into a season of prayer. We talk about prayers of thanksgiving, being thankful. Heart of gratitude, amen. Attitude of gratitude. Now it's talking about an attitude with that thankfulness and belief, amen. God wants to increase your faith again, to start to believe the impossible. God wants to bless us more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to do more for us, Jesse. God's not finished yet. God's ready to blow our mind with good things. Amen. So listen, therefore I say unto you that whatsoever things ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. And I tell you what, you'll get it. Look at somebody and say, you're going to get it exactly. What you ask for. Say it again. Say, you're going to get exactly what you ask for. What did you ask for? Have you forgotten what you asked for? Do you believe God can do it? I tell you what, how many have been in the Word concerning your promises? How many have been in the Word working your promises over? I got a Holy Ghost reminder to you. Get those promises out again and start washing them in the Word of God. I don't care what you've asked God for. I don't care whether the economy's low. I don't care whether you lost your job. Amen. I don't care what's going on. Amen. If you've asked God for it, you better start believing God for it to show up. I don't care how it'll come. It will come.
Amen.
It will come. Somebody say, it'll come.
It'll come.
Hallelujah. It will come. Glory to God. In the world, people say it comes when you're least likely to expect it. That's not how it is in faith. When you got hope and you expect it to show up, that's when it'll show up. So don't let somebody say, when you afford it. If you were paying for it, then you can wait that long. But if you've asked God for it, amen, what you've got to do with it, amen. I didn't talk to myself about it. You know, I could go get a lot of stuff, amen. I can go get a lot of stuff, and I can work out a 30-year plan to go get those things I want. But I didn't ask me for it, amen. I asked God for it, amen. Somebody say, praise God. Let him work it out. What do you do when you've asked God for something? What he tells you to do.
Amen.
And what he doesn't tell you to do, don't do it.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank God.
Amen.
And you can use this kind of faith in any area. Hallelujah. Because we're going to have to get some strategic. Somebody say, amen. We're going to have to get strategic in our faith and strategic in our belief. My God, Daddy, you know, I'm sitting up here pulling in here. We got about, what, 12 of you here tonight? Or are we doing better than that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Boy, I can count real good. Amen. One, two of y'all put together make 13. Amen. So, hallelujah. Praise God. Mary got her son here tonight. No. Amen. But you know, God can do exactly what he wants to do even with you. Even with you. How many are willing to believe God to work through? How many of you still believe in God?
Amen.
No, I just want to ask you that question. How many of you still believe in God?
Amen.
How many of you still believing in God, or do you turn your faith and your confidence over to the number of people? Or to what you got? Don't ever base what God can do by what you've got.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to base on what we can do in this ministry by what we got. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, people come and go. And by faith they come again. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, if you keep your eyes on Jesus and you keep your heart to God, God will give you what you need to have when you need it. Amen. So I'm going to be talking to you in the next several days about faith, I believe. Amen. I believe I'll be talking to you in that area. So listen, stand up right where you are. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo-hoo-hoo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I like this. Praise God. How'd you like God to come to you, the Holy Spirit? And I'm not doing bad. I'm not giving you a negative confession. I'm not doing bad. You know, not like I'm completely out of the faith and cast down. I'm not in doubt. I believe God. You know, I'm not in doubt, but I'm not aggressive in faith. See, when I say, listen, God's working me over for my faith level, the Holy Spirit's confronting me about my faith. And I'm not saying that I'm in doubt. I don't have a negative confession, do I? I keep my mouth shut when I need to shut up. Amen. I don't say negative. I just watch it. Amen. Somebody said, but that's not good enough. God wants us to go beyond just making mistakes, amen, to making progress in our faith. Amen. Here's one scripture right here. And oftentimes it comes, and it, listen, but if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Say, Lord, if you can do anything, do you believe he can do anything?
Yes.
Do you believe, how many, do you believe he can do anything?
Yes.
See, he was talking to a woman that had demons. Somebody got, oh, glory to God. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. We can't let any devil stand in our presence. We have to talk the truth and speak the truth. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Why don't you pray that right now? You know that woman told that to Jesus? She had that demonized child. And she went to that demonized child. And, you know, she brought that demonized child to Jesus. And her prayer was, Lord, isn't that wonderful? If you can do anything, have compassion on us. Amen. And help us. Speak that over your family this week. Amen. Speak that over any situation you're dealing with. God, if you can do anything, think about that right quick. Say, God, if you can do anything. How many of you know he can do anything? Amen. Say, God, I know. You can do anything. At any time. You're not limited. You're the God that can do anything. You love me. You care about me. You can handle this. Say it again until you get deep down on the inside. Think about your circumstance. Say, God, you are the God that can do anything. That's why we're going to talk to you about faith. So you believe what, so you know what he can do. So you can know what he can do. Amen. He said, Lord, if you're the God, listen, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us. Speak that over this right now. Speak that over yourself right now. Say, have compassion on us. Have compassion on my family. Amen. Have compassion. Lord, I need some compassion.
Lord, I need some compassion.
I need some love.
Whoa.
Somebody say, I need some love. Call on it right now in the name of Jesus. Just call on that love right now. Say, God, listen, this situation is way out of control. Hallelujah. You're the God that can do anything. I believe it right now. I'm asking you right now to have compassion on me. We talked about divine flow. I'm asking you to have a divine flow in my direction right now in the name of Jesus. Pray it in faith. Pray it in faith. God's about to do something for you people. I'm telling you that right now. God is about to do something for you. He's the God that can do anything. That's why he's trying to increase your faith. Amen. He can do not just what you can handle. He can do what he can handle. God is not a man that he can lie. He can do anything. Get your faith back up there and ask God to have compassion on you. Somebody say, and help us. Woo! Somebody say, I need some help. Speak it right now. How many of you need help? How many need God to show up and give you help? No, I'm serious. How many got a situation you need God to show up on and you need some help? I need some help. Glory to God. I can't handle it on my own. God, you are my source. You are my strength. I don't have it all together. There's some stuff you want me out of. Glory to God. I receive it right now. I need your help. Thank you, G. I'm believing for help right now, supernaturally, to get you people out of debt. Glory to God. That you don't owe the world anything. Glory to God. To bring you out in Jesus. Can you got that kind of faith?
Amen.
Do you have that kind of faith? Somebody say, help.
Help.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And Jesus said this unto him. See, if that's really what you're saying, if that's really your heart, if you really prayed her prayer, then Jesus is going to say something to you. See, but some of you can't pray that. See, you don't even know God's there yet. I'm serious about that. You don't know how big your God is. Amen. You need to meditate on that first part. And then once you get there, amen, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Then Jesus turns around and you say, you want some help. You want some help. He turns around and says, listen, if you can believe, so say, if. Say, I can do anything, that you can believe. Said, you can do anything, Lord. He said, listen, I can do anything you can believe. He said, listen, Jesus said unto her, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. How many want to open the door to possibility in your life? There's hopelessness everywhere. Amen. Well, I ain't got no closed door. My options are very limited right now. Amen. Some say the doors of possibility are about to open to people that believe. Opportunity and favor come to people that believe. Glory to God. When you believe God to do something, that door, that window of opportunity will open for you. Somebody say, if you can believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
It's even possible for you to pay your house off.
Amen.
And not have to work 30 years to come up to scrape up the money to get it.
Amen.
Somebody say,
it's possible
to get a new car. I like that. Somebody say, it's fixed in all possible. All things are possible to him that believes. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Somebody say, I know where my help is. See, I know what I really need. He said, Lord, help us. Notice first he said, Lord, help us. He realized the real area that he needed help in, the area of faith. Some say, thank God. See, we're waiting for people to bail us out, for circumstances to bail us out, money to bail us out, situations to bail us out. Lord, if you love us and you have compassion on us, help us. Amen. He said, now I know where I need to help right now. I need help in the area of faith. Amen. Somebody say, Lord, help me by increasing my faith. To believe for the impossible. Pray right now in the Holy Ghost as I pray for you. And we're just going to stop right there. Woo-hoo. Thank God. It took us a while to get here, but it's so good. It's so good. Oh, it's so good. Mark 10:27. Here's another scripture. And Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Somebody say, thank Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Talk to yourself for a moment as you pray in the Holy Ghost. Think about that pipe dream. Is that possible? Is it possible? Is it possible? Is it possible with God? Some say, with God, all things are possible. I pray for you right now that God would help you in the area of your faith. Amen. Faith moves mountains. Faith moves mountains. Faith moves mountains. And I speak to every mountain in your life right now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want you to be distracted by with fruitless trees. Amen. And I speak and I curse every fruitless tree right now in the name of Jesus. And I don't curse things, but I just sense that in the spirit so that we wouldn't be distracted. Amen. Let me find the trees that got some roots. Amen. Move the fruitless ones out of the way. Amen. Let us find those that are willing to get in there, hang in there, and be rooted and grounded. Amen. That they might prosper in the name of Jesus. Father God, increase their faith supernaturally. Send your Holy Spirit to minister to us individually and to us corporately, O God. Guard our hearts. Guard our mind. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Give us partners of agreement, oh God. Father God, that we might be able to put thousands to flight in the name of Jesus and 10,000s to flight right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Father God, the areas of weaknesses, I call a closure to every battle right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you for battles already won, and I pray that by faith they will see your vision for what's to come. That they'll see your vision for their families in the name of Jesus. That they'll see your vision for their finance. That they'll see your vision for this ministry, Father God. For every area of their life, Father God, that they'll just shut up and that they'll stop thinking so much and start believing you and start seeing from the Spirit what you have for them. Open their eyes to see what you can do, oh God. No longer allow them to be limited to what they can think of, because you're a God that can do more than they could ever think about. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bless them in a real big way and let them see what you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, I will study blessings. Nothing will hold me down. Nothing will hold me back. Right now in the name of Jesus. Just put your hand on somebody's back. I'm done. I'm done. Just put your hand on somebody's back and just start to pray for them right now. Just start to pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Just start to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Just start to pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. Some of their faith has been challenged. God's got something big for these people. Pray it through. Pray it through right now in the ha ha ha. Pray it through right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Pray it through right now. Encourage them right now in the Lord. Encourage their faith and their confidence right now in the name of Jesus. Speak good things over them. Speak good things over them. I command, yeah. Speak it right now in the name. Speak good things over them right now. Release the goodness of God. Release the ability of God in their life. You be blessed in the name of Jesus. You be blessed in the name of Jesus. I command the blessing of God upon you. No weapon formed against you is allowed to prosper. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, you be blessed from the top of your head to the very soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus, everything's gonna be all right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can do that. I can do that, God says. I can do that. Glory to God. I can do that and so much more. And so much more. And I rebuke a long battle. Some of you got some things you're about to face in your life. You think, oh, this is going to be a long one. No, it won't, in Jesus' name. I rebuke that long battle in Jesus' name. I call in extra forces. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you will win this thing, glory to God. You'll win this thing. I command you to come out of your own understanding and get the vision of God in Jesus' name. See what God sees about your circumstance and your situation. Start to speak God's word. Shut up about what you think and all this other stuff and start saying the things that God says about it right now in the name of Jesus. And start to thank God for it. Start to thank God for it right now. Start to thank God for it right now. Start to thank God for it. Thank God your children are healed and delivered and set free. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God Kelly's healed completely. totally. Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Thank God for it. Thank God that you're prospering, got more than enough money in the bank. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for it. Say, I don't know where it's coming from. Don't care as long as it's there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God says, I'm your source. I'm your exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. I want you to depend upon me. I want you to trust me. Glory to God. I want you to love me and devote yourself to me and worship me. Didn't I tell you I'd take care of you? Glory to God. Go for the ride and enjoy it and increase your faith. Increase your confidence toward me. Amen. Speak the good things of God. You don't know what I'm about to do, but I tell you it's something good. I tell you it's something good. It's about to blow your mind. If I did that little thing, don't you think I can do much better than that? That ain't nothing, brother. That ain't nothing. Nothing, brother, I'm looking in your direction and something good's about to happen in Jesus' name. You've done it before, it'll happen again. Hallelujah. It's happened before, it'll happen again. But you, it won't happen till you say it. It won't happen till you say it. It won't happen till you say it. He's spoken some things to you in the night seasons. He's given you witty inventions and some ideas that you've been afraid to go for. Get your confidence up and walk in them and watch what God does with it. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Enjoy life. Hallelujah. 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 Enjoy Jesus. He separated you unto himself. He separated you unto himself that you might enjoy him, that you might celebrate him. Hallelujah. Just enjoy the Lord. Just enjoy the Lord. God's got it all under control. He's already written the check, boy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm not on a watch. Hallelujah, it's already written. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Favor, favor, favor. But you got to get the vision of God so you can speak the things of God. You got to get the vision of God. As soon as you can see what God sees, as soon as you can see the things that God has for you, you'll be able to speak those things. And as soon as you'll be able to speak those things, it'll start to materialize in a natural realm. Glory. That switch is coming for you. That switch is coming for you. There's some things you know God spoke those things to your heart. There's some, you know where your money is. You know exactly where the situation is. But God said some things about to switch up real quick and real rapidly. But you got to get your confession right. Amen. Hallelujah. And as you do, ooh, praise God. Somebody say thank God. But you better be grounded. Amen. You better be grounded that you might be able to bear fruit. Amen. Amen. You better be rooted and grounded so that you might bear fruit. Amen. Somebody say thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Just start to worship him. Hallelujah. Just start to worship him. And don't be afraid to vocalize. Ooh. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to vocalize your heart's desire. Don't be able to vocalize your heart's desire. Don't, whatever you say, you'll have. It's already started, Brother Jesse. You moved in that grace before. You moved in that spirit before. Move in it again. Before you even said, amen, there it is. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, I am the blessed of God.
I am the blessed of God.
And something good happening in my life right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Confession. Confession. Positive confession. Positive confession. Positive confession. Glory to God. Speaking good things. Speaking good things. Speaking good things. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I'm done. Praise God. We ready to go? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Huh? We already took it. Huh? Well, pray. Oh, let's receive the offering. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Everybody slap Jesse on the way out. No. Jesse's awesome. Just like his God. Hallelujah. There is no Bible class, no day classes this week. No day classes this week. There is Wednesday night service. There is Friday night service, but no day classes this week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. God is a good God. Hallelujah. How many of y'all are excited? How many of y'all are excited? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hold that offering high up in the air. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. Oh. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, we need to encourage each other by just telling each other, go for it. We need to encourage each other with that. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Hallelujah. Go for it. Go for it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I can do that. Hallelujah. He's a God that can do anything. Yes. I'm. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Your wife's going to get so excited because she likes everything big. Amen. I asked Kelly, went to that candle party. I said, Kelly, which one did you get? She said, the biggest one, the biggest one. Amen. It's good. It's good. It's good. That's, you can serve a big God, so expect big things. If you don't like big things, give it away. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Increase our faith, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this awesome offering. Thank you for these awesome people. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for relationships. Thank you for working everything out right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, and right now, in the name of Jesus, any demonic activity they may be seeking to manifest in any area of this body during this season, right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. We rebuke arguments at these dinner parties right now. Father God, we rebuke family strife, quarrels right now. We rebuke things from burning in the name of Jesus. We say food won't even burn in the name of Jesus. We rebuke accidents right now in the name of Jesus. We speak the blessings of the Lord. I send a ministering spirits with you wherever you go. Amen. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, any demonic spirit that may be seeking to attach itself to your seed, it's curse over that individual's broken right now in the name of Jesus. God will complete the work that he's begun right now in the name of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We will prevail. We will prevail. We expect to see this thing right now in the name of Jesus. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. So we declare victory right now in the name of Jesus. We loose the Holy Ghost over that situation. Hallelujah. We loose the Holy Ghost in that situation right now in the name of Jesus. Turn around. Turn around. Any troubled situation right now in the name of Jesus, I command it to turn around. You turn around right now in the name of Jesus. I cause you to repent. Hallelujah. Go running. Hallelujah. Go find somebody weak in faith. Hallelujah. Get out of here. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank God. Hallelujah. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. Praise the Lord. Isn't he a good God? Thank you, Jesus. All you got to do is ask him. Hallelujah. Come on up and show. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to get off track tonight. But it's good. It's good, isn't it? Isn't it good? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Something good. Hallelujah. Something good. How many? I'm to see Mary. Hallelujah. Mary's back. She's on a big, long vacation. She's on a big, long vacation. Tommy's back tonight. He just had a hangover. No, I'm joking.